Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, you're looking, I believe, at a gentleman highwayman, but I don't think we're talking about Dick Turpin, are we?
We're most definitely not talking about Dick Turpin, because, as we all know, he could be quite brutal. When Turpin robbed you, you knew all about it. This gentleman is much less well known. His name is Frank Osborne.
Uh-huh.
And Frank Osborne was born, we believe, round about 1660. He was born in Colchester into a very wealthy family. They were goldsmiths.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't come from a poor background at all, but unfortunately Frank Osborne was rather fond of gambling.
Right.
And when his gambling debts grew to such a pitch that the family wouldn't bail him out anymore, he decided to become a highwayman, as you do. However, the difference between Frank Osborne and Dick Turpin was that Frank Osborne treated his victims with a great deal more courtesy than Dick Turpin did.
Right.
And his main area of operation was the road between Harwich and Colchester. And there was method in his madness, because, of course, he was hoping to stop people heading for the continent with all their wealth, taking all their wealth and valuables with them. And for a while, he was quite successful until he branched out in 1690 and moved to Hounslow Heath.
Right.
Where he was caught.
Right.
Sadly. And he was executed in September of 1690. So a short life, only about 29 when he died, but a pretty eventful one.
Clearly so. All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.